This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Well, I want to start with this. Did you guys see or hear what happened at the Pirates and Cubs game? Oh my gosh, at PNC Park last night. This, I woke up to this news and I had to just, I laid in bed just reading this. I'm like, what happened? Because it's something you never see happen at a game. A fan fell more than 20 feet onto the field from the right field bleachers. It happened in the seventh inning of the game. The fan, who like appeared to be sitting right in the first row, fell from his seat onto the warning track. The game clearly was paused while medical personnel ran to help this guy. The players all took a knee. They were standing in shock if they were like during the gameplay. There was another fan who also jumped down onto the field to try to help this guy. He was carted off, and according to Pittsburgh Public Safety, the fan is in critical condition.
I would imagine so, because it looked like he landed on his head.
Oh my God!
I don't understand, and the video is hard to watch. It's absolutely hard to watch, but from the angle that you see, it looks like he's sitting down, and then somebody hits the eject button, and he just launches over the rail, flips a couple of times, and then hits the ground. Like, I don't understand how he fell.
It looks like he wanted to jump, though, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I don't understand. It's not a short fall. I mean, the guy's in critical condition.
No, there was no play over there. It wasn't like he was trying to catch a home run ball.
Yeah. Right.
There's a rail there. He has to vault over the rail.
It's scary stuff.
Crazy. So, of course, everything is still under investigation, and everyone is hoping that this guy pulls through and makes a full recovery. The NFL has handed out fines following the Shedeur Sanders prank call. So the Atlanta Falcons were fined $250,000, and defensive coordinator Jeff Ulbrich was fined $100,000, right? So some hefty fines there. Yeah, seriously, right? So the Falcons confirmed the punishment in a statement saying that the Ulbrich family is working with the team. They're going to participate in some community service initiatives as part of the fallout as well from this prank call. And they are confident, they said, in their security policies and practices, and they're going to continue to emphasize that everyone adhere to them, whether they're on or off the premise. Of course, Jeff Ulbrich also apologized on Wednesday, saying that he and his son, Jax, who, of course, is responsible for the call, will take full responsibility, and they're not going to appeal the fine, and they're going to work hard to prove that they're better than that.
I can't imagine that. The $100,000... I mean, as a kid, what do you say to your dad? As a dad, I mean, you lose it, but what do you even say at that point?
Start working. It starts now. You can make small payments at a time, but let's go. I don't know. It's crazy, though. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of money. A toddler was seriously injured on Wednesday morning after being mauled by a pit bull at a mobile home park in Taylor. What a tragic story. Police say the mother and her three-year-old were outside when this dog attacked. Apparently, this little girl kind of wandered away from her mom, who was doing yard work, ended up in a neighbor's yard. It was trying to go pet a different dog when this pit bull broke out of its home and attacked. Several neighbors jumped into action, tried to pull this dog off, but couldn't. There was one man who used his tablet to start beating the dog over the head. Eventually, this little girl was saved. She is expected to survive, but she will need reconstructive surgery. The dog was taken away by animal control. So, so tragic.
Unbelievable.
A not so tragic, this story. Best friends who were heading home from a trip to the UP stopped to buy a drink, and they ended up winning $2 million.
Wow.
on a scratch-off lottery ticket. Apparently, this is something these guys do. They always stop for what drink snacks, but they always stop for lottery tickets on their way up and on their way home from the UP. And this time, the friend who scratched off said he felt like he was having a heart attack when he realized how much money he had just won. So they've already claimed their prize. They opted for the big one-time lump sum payout of $1.3 million. Mm. They say they plan to use the money to take a trip to Florida, pay bills, and live debt-free. So
good for them. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty incredible. Finally, several Michigan cities broke or tied some very long-standing temperature records on Tuesday. So Detroit, Alpena, and Flint all experienced record heat, according to the National Weather Service. So in Detroit, we set a new record of 86 degrees, breaking the old record of 83 degrees that was set back in 1899. So it got very warm on Tuesday. In Flint, the previous record was surpassed by 2 degrees. So highs on Tuesday reached 84 degrees, broke the 82 record set in 1942. And then in Alpena, temperatures hit 80, and they tied the record from 1941, 1957, and 2004.
Jim, did you take off the earbuds and put on the mister around your neck? The fan, so that you could stay cool?
No, but can we not be in too big of a hurry to get the summer weather? I like spring weather. Yesterday was great.
It's supposed to be really hot. That's what, remember? The old farmer's almanac says? Like, we're going to experience some very hot weather this year.
The best two seasons in Michigan are spring and fall.
And they're very small.
Yeah, they're here and then they're gone.
Yes, they are.
It's Heather with the news. It's 97.1.